Woke up this morning to some really nice weather for going for a run, like cool weather, overcast, just perfect for throwing on some Nikes and doing a 4 mile run before work. And, I have a couple tinies that live in my socks, and sometimes when I run, they like to be in my pocket or in especially my underwear pouch, because they like to be like, you know, they're going to get jostled around, and they would rather get jostled around in my big, soft ball sack. But this little guy here, he loves being in my sock when I'm running. So I let him stay in there, and I could even feel him kind of just like melting into my insole and like laying his whole body there, you know, on the inside of my arches. And I can't believe he doesn't get crushed, but he can take it. I guess something about the way that my arches are shaped, he can just fit snugly right in there. But, you know, after the first 3 miles, I decided to just take a quick little, you know, breath of air and check on him. So, I sat on the bleachers and, just pulled open my shoe, really just my sock, to have a look down in there at him. And I was like, are you sure you're doing okay? You're not, you know, do you want to come out and join all your buddies in my underwear, because it's so soft in there? And he just begged to be allowed to stay in my sock. He never wants to get out of my sock. It's so fucking hot. How much he worships my feet and the scent of the sweat that comes out of my feet, my soles, my toes. Just this fucking beautiful, manly, masculine scent. And he just fucking loves to cover his tiny little body in that scent and wiggle down into a spot where he doesn't get fully crushed, but he's totally, like, suffocated the whole time. And so I was like, you want me to pull you out of there? And he was like, no, you know, no, sir, no, thank you, I'm good, you know, thank you. And very nervous always. I love that, like, really nervous little sub. Tiny. So I just let him, you know, I just let him stay in there. Don't break it if it's not, don't fix it if it's not broken, you know? And he was not broken, and that's where he wanted to be. So, I said, all right. And, you know, stood up again, finished the last mile of my run, and, you know, even crunched a little harder as I stepped down with my left foot, just thinking about my little tiny in there, sweating and grunting and suffering. And just had to laugh to myself as I ran home. And yeah, really put him through his paces. But when I got home, before my shower, before work, you know, I took off my shoes and socks and saw him in there. He's doing just fine. He can take all my body weight on his back when he's, you know, curled up under my arches, no problem at all, which makes me very proud of him. He's worked so hard to be able to stay in my sock while I'm running. And, God, just seeing him in there, weak and pathetic and, you know, looking up at me full of terror. But you can also see that fucking bliss. He's so blissed out in there. Anyway, went for my run this morning, and he got to go with me in my shoe, and you know, took a shower, got to work, and now I'm just in the middle of the work day. And I just thought I would wish all you boys a happy hump day, and you know, say we're halfway through the work week, you got this, and let you see the sexy little tiny that got to go with me on my run this morning. Now, of course, I'm in work shoes and dress socks, but he's in there still. I keep him in there 24/7 because he's a good boy and he treats his master right. All right, boys. Have a great Wednesday, and talk to you later.